Yesterday, as many of you know, we had the ladies' high tea. Did you ladies have a good time? Woo-hoo! Yeah, man. Absolutely. Let's give a round of applause to all the women who helped out with that. All the SLU students who helped out with that. It was a good time. Amen? Got to see them running around in their tuxes and dressed all in black and white. And I mean, it was beautiful. We had so much food. And, you know, it was kind of deceiving because we had these, like, little, you know, finger sandwiches, whatever you call them. And they weren't that big, so you would just eat a whole lot of them, not realizing how much you were eating. And by the end of the afternoon, you're like, oh, I can't move. So anyway, in that setting, you tend to eat a lot of food, but over an extended period of time. It's very slow, so you don't realize how much you're eating. Well, today, we want to have a little bit different dynamic. Today, we are going to have a Sunday morning, Shore Christian Fellowship, Sunday morning eating contest. Featuring... She's still in therapy for that. Featuring four unique foods for four daring individuals. So I was wondering if we have any daring individuals. Amber Turner, come on up here, girl. We need four. CJ, come on up here. Laura, she's raising her hand. Oh, Bill, come on up here, Bill. And Stephanie, we also need a judge. Do we have a judge? Mr. Tom, Evan, come on up here, Evan. Okay, very good. Evan's the judge. Have a seat right there for now, Evan. And Bill, why don't you come on over here with these fine individuals. Now, we have four unique kinds of food, and I will assure you they are delicious, they are wonderful, you are going to thoroughly enjoy this. In fact, you probably won't even want to stop. You'll be like, John, can I have some more? But anyway, we've got them numbered 1 to 4, and so, let me see, Amber, you were the first one to raise your hand, so I'll let you pick first. What number do you want? Two. Okay, you come over here, stand about right there. Okay, number two. Stephanie, CJ. Who works next between the two of you? CJ, thank you. You get 50, your memory just goes. What number do you want, CJ? Number 3. Okay, stand here next to Amber. Stephanie, you were... Or wait a minute. Stephanie. Steph, what number? What number would you like? Yeah, that's right. You didn't hear that. Okay, come on over here next to your son. And Bill, you're number 1. Now... Before I give these to you, I just want to give you an idea. Before we actually rip into these and start eating, I just want to give you an idea of the foods that you're going to be eating. Now, do you trust me? I don't get it, Jenny. I'm telling you, you're really going to love this food. In fact, if you want to turn around, you will see by number what you guys are going to be eating. Number 1, we have... Plate number 1, bloodworms. It's good for the rockfish. It's good for the people of God. Put up your rockfish if you feel it when I drop this. Okay. Number 2, Amber, you're going to be eating chicken feet. Yay. CJ, you're going to be eating raw turtle meat. Woo. Yeah, he's loosening his belt. This boy's going to get into it, man. He's like, bring it on. Is that all you got? And Stephanie, sweetheart, you're going to be eating rabbit poop. All right. Now, are you guys excited about this? Do you trust me? Let me ask, are you happy with your number? Does anybody want to trade with anybody else? It's all good. She says, it's all good. Yeah. I just don't hear that well. Oh, of course. Do you guys, anybody want to trade what you've got up there for a number that somebody else has? Does anybody want to cop out at this point? Anybody want to sit down and let somebody else come up?
Chicken.
That's right. You ain't chicken. You eat chicken. And you trust me.
I trust you.
That's good. Because I am, frankly, a man of integrity, a trustworthy person. And what I say when I give my word in Christ, I need to keep my word. So let's see what we've got here. And that is, I mean, that's what we said. Number one, we've got bloodworms for Bill. Okay. Okay, Bill, these are yours. Don't start until I say go.
I think they're bloodworms.
Number two for Amber, we have chicken feet. As you can see, they are gummy chicken feet. Yeah, isn't that cool? They even have the little lines in the toes, you know? Amber. Now, you have to chew these and swallow them, and Evan is going to, when you're completely done, you're going to open your mouth wide, stick out your tongue, and Evan is going to make sure there is no food left. No, we're going to see who can do it the fastest. And whoever gets done first, just go ahead and give out a holler and stick out your tongue, and Evan will check you out. And if it's close, Evan, you got to decide who actually did it. Number three, we have turtle meat. And as you can see, we have jelly-filled gummy turtles. And it is raw. I didn't cook any of this. And Stephanie, they didn't have any gummy rabbit poop. Dark chocolate raisins.
Can I trade
now? I have... Okay, plates on the table. I have all bags of all of this stuff in my office. Whoever is the winner will win all the goods, win all the candy.
Come on, so. I'm a college kid. I got no
That's right. You get the glory and the fame and the power. Okay. Are the eaters ready?
Yeah.
On your mark. You ready, Evan? You ready? You ready? Let's get it on! Feel free to root for your favorite. All right. Woo! Let's hear it for Amber and her chicken feet. Okay, gentlemen, if you could take this table back, I'd be appreciated. Amber, the goodies are yours, sweetheart. Yay. All right, who's going to invite Amber over to their house after church for dinner? Oh, praise God. So, as you can see, I am a man of integrity. I told them they would enjoy this food, that it was delicious, it was fun and delightful, and they might even want more. And I have to say, I would submit to you that I was probably correct in that. Amber couldn't wait to get the rest of the candy. Amen?
Yeah.
So, today we're going to see how the Apostle Peter was in a similar situation where he may have ordinarily dreaded what God had wanted to do, but because he knew that God was a God of integrity and that his word could be trusted, he was able to get beyond those things and really feast upon what the Lord had for him. So if you have your Bibles with you, let's turn to Acts chapter 10, starting at verse 9. We've got a whole huge section we're going to read through today. Now, this had very low stakes. I mean, all that was at stake was a couple bags of candy. In Peter's situation, the stakes were very high. And what was at stake was almost literally the salvation of the entire world when you consider the dynamic we're going to look at today. Last week, for those of you who were here as a refresher, or if you weren't here, to bring you up to speed, we looked at Cornelius, who was a Gentile. The gospel had not gone to the Gentiles per se at that point in the book of Acts. Christ had risen from the dead. He ascended on high. He poured out the Holy Spirit. He told his apostles to go preach the good news that salvation came through faith in Jesus Christ. And so they went to all the Jews that they knew of all over the region, and they were preaching the gospel to them. But to the non-Jews, the Gentiles, the gospel really had not gone per se to them. But we saw a guy named Cornelius who was a Gentile. He was a centurion. He was a soldier in charge of 100 other soldiers. He was, as Tom was saying, a God-fearer. He believed in the God of Israel. And he had a vision while he was in prayer, and an angel came in to him and said, "Cornelius, your prayers and your alms have come up as a memorial before God. So I want you to send some men to Joppa, to the house of Simon the Tanner, and ask for a guy named Simon Peter who is there, and bring him back, and he is going to tell you what you should do." And that sort of brings us up to this week. Now, we talked also last week about the fact that the Gentiles, the non-Jews back in that day, even those who believed in the God of Israel, the God of Scripture, nevertheless were excluded from really entering into the full worship of the living God. There were only certain places they could go. They could only occupy a certain part of a synagogue. They could only go into the outer court of the temple. Also, Jews considered them to be unclean. They would not eat with them. They would not fellowship with them. They wouldn't go into their homes, or they wouldn't invite them into their own homes, because they felt like, because these guys were unclean and defiled spiritually, that they would be defiled if they fellowshiped with these people or ate with them or did those kinds of things. So there was a barrier there. There was a wall there. And so that brings us to Acts chapter 10, starting at verse 9. Cornelius has had his vision. He sends his men out to go find Peter, and this is what happens. Verse 9. The next day, as they went on their journey and drew near the city, Peter went up on the housetop to pray about the sixth hour. That's around noon, lunchtime.